Well, as we talked about in the big lead, massive tax hikes are being proposed at a time when families can least afford that. We have 40-year record inflation. Our nation is headed for some real calamitous times economically, if you believe the experts on that. Meanwhile, Seattle, King County, Washington State, massive tax increases. Last week, it was for King County Parks and for Seattle Crime and for the Seattle Aquarium. And yesterday, Dow Constein says it's for King County Mental Health. A lot of this would add to your property taxes, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars a year. Paul Guppy is with the Washington Policy Center. He's been tracking this extensively, and he joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Hey, Paul, it's really good to talk to you again.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Most states are preparing pretty significant tax cuts right now for their citizens, correct?
Yeah, so we did a comparative study of all the states, and we found that virtually every state in the country except one, and you can guess which one that is.
Let me think about it. Okay, I have my guess, but I won't give it away right now.
That's right. It's us. Washington State is the only state that has not provided at least some form of tax relief to its citizens during times of a hard economy and high inflation. And what's surprising is that that also includes 13 trifecta Democrat states. In other words, blue states where the Democrats control the entire legislature and the governorship. Every single one of them has provided some form of tax relief. These are places like New York, California, Connecticut, Hawaii. New Jersey just provided $900 million in property tax cuts to its citizens. So these are very left-leaning states who just recognize the reality of what people are struggling with every day and they have budget surpluses like Washington does. But those leaders have decided to provide tax relief to citizens, and Washington State is going in the other direction.
Well, these are tough times. With inflation where it is, there are everybody's losing real wages. The average wage growth has been about 5%. We've got 8.5% inflation. So everybody's losing money right now. We've had trillions of dollars disappear from 401ks and IRAs. So retirements are vaporizing with the market down 20%. And here we have Jay Inslee and Dow Constein and Bruce Harrell, and they want more and more and more. And seriously, we're the only state in the country that's doing this?
Yeah, and what that indicates is that the leaders that you just mentioned it's clear that they're not listening to people. So it's like they don't care. They're going to get their cut for their budgets, and in fact, that's going to increase. It increases their power. One breakthrough for me was when I realized that people in the public sector can be just as greedy as people in the private sector. And public leaders, they like their budgets to get bigger. Right.
Yeah,
and
maybe more so because with that money comes power. And that's what they just crave more than anything is power.
Right. And there are political reasons for it. The money is spent in ways that supports their base and things like that. But even from a civics point of view, they don't provide the public services. King County, which has a $12 billion budget, has just admitted failure that they can't deal with mental health services or help people who are living on the street. So they want yet another tax to try to accomplish something that they're not able to do today. So there's a practical aspect to it in that the public services that are continually promised that a problem like homelessness is going to be solved never get solved, and yet our tax burden continues to go up.
Didn't Jay Inslee include $12 billion in his most recent budget for social and health services? I mean, that was supposed to address the mental health crisis, and Jay Inslee helped create the mental health crisis when Western State was decertified under his watch.
Exactly. So that shows the mismatch between resources, which the public is providing in the form of higher taxes, property taxes, sales taxes, that go into the state budget, but then that doesn't result in actual improvement in public conditions for people across the state. And you're citing a perfect example of that. All the news coverage today about a property tax increase in King County carries the assumption that this new money is actually going to be effective in solving the problem. And when you look at the resources King County or the state has today you know, billions of dollars. The state government is $60 billion. and yet they're not showing progress on the problems we have now. Instead, they're making a proposal to vote for a new levy next spring, which will bring in money in about a year, and then they're going to start working on the problem then. So it shows that they're not really practical in how they're spending the money.
Yeah, well, what they do is they fund first the things they know we would not vote for. And then when people get fed up with crime and with crazy people running around on the streets and parks mm-hmm. that are filled with homeless, then they say, oh, you want to take care of that problem? Raise your property taxes. It is such a despicable way to budget and to, you know, manage government.
Yeah, so we're familiar with this tactic. I mean, Washington Policy Center is an independent research organization, so we're not sucked into the politics of these ballot measures and taxes. And so what we're able to step back and see that the tactic is to hold the public hostage. If you want public safety, if you want parks, if you want good schools, you're going to have to vote for this special levy. The elected leaders never tell you what they're doing with the regular property taxes that we're all paying. So right. there's a base tax. We have to pay that. And then there are important services that are added on top. So that's why we say, you know, they should stop asking for additional taxes and threatening the public and instead wisely spend the money that we're providing already.
The other tactic that I've been talking about a lot, Paul, is we do have politicians who create these problems. Bruce Harrell, when he was on the city council, he said he wanted to decriminalize violence, which is one of the most bizarre things I've ever heard. Well, lo and behold, what happens? Well, violence increases. Then he stands up and says, I am proposing a special levy so that we can work to reduce crime. So they create problems, and then they tell us they need to raise our taxes to solve the problems they've created. That seems to be another particular tactic of how things are run around here.
Yeah, so this is like, you know, the captain of the Titanic blaming the iceberg for what happened to his ship. So what public officials are doing above all is to avoid accountability. They act as if there are these vast forces out there that they can't control. These problems just come up. They treat, again, public safety and homelessness, they treat it like the weather, something that they can't control, they're not responsible for, and then they call for billions of dollars to help deal with that problem. But we notice that the only thing that they respond to is when the public holds them accountable. Either an ineffective mayor like Mayor Durkin is thrown out of office here, you know, she failed to get her reelection. That causes the Seattle establishment to pay attention. And the other thing is when a levy, on the rare occasion that it's voted down. Sometimes local voters say, we don't want an extra tax. And then that also gets the attention of people in elected office. So it's really all about accountability from the public is when there's kind of a wake-up call for people who are in power.
Well, and that's my message. And, you know, to further your analogy, my fear is that the band will just play on and that the that the voters are going to say, well, I'm sick of crime, I'm sick of the people saving on my outside my apartment, I'll vote yes. My message is always they have plenty of money. They just need to prioritize it dramatically better than what they're doing now.
Right. And in preparation for this interview, I just did a quick check on the latest numbers from King County, and they have a $12 billion budget right now. In a county of about 2.2 million people.
But we have to raise our property taxes.
Enough.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah, exactly.
Just crazy. Well, that's great information, Paul. It's always good talk with you, and I love getting this information out to my listeners because we got to take a stand at some point because there are a lot of families that just can't afford this in this economy.
That's right. We'll see if common sense prevails here as this moves forward.
And check out all the great work that Paul and his colleagues do, WashingtonPolicy.org. Paul Guppy, good talk with you.
Great. Thanks a lot for having me.
Okay, all my best. Of course, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. You can text us at 888-973-CHIRO, 888-973-5476. Lots more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show.